Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
Great. And we're going to be talking about the Bodark Bash, which is coming up September 24th and 25th. And I know you're into high gear on that right now. But let's talk about another thing or two. You mentioned to me that the Commerce Chamber and the Rotary Club are working. This is a serious topic. Working on the problem of sex trafficking.
And human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
Yes.
And I don't know how the Chamber and the Rotary Club will work together on this, but you have reason to believe that this is now a significant problem in our area, immediate area.
We've had two meetings in the last, and I didn't get to go to the first one, but I went to the second one in Greenville last week, and Katie, who's head of the Rotary Club over in, she's with Cornerstone Insurance over in, and I can't think of her last name, but her and Amy Welch have really gotten into the, you know, it's a sad thing. You almost get choked up thinking about it because they have recognized a problem, and the law enforcement, area law enforcement, have recognized the problem for a while. And this has come through the Rotary Club, and the Rotary Club International is doing this. Pardon me. And they've asked for us to be part of a satellite Rotary Club. It's not an official, it is an official Rotary Club, I guess, but it's a third one. Over in Greenville, they have one in the morning and they have one at the noon or whatever. Yeah. And this one's going to be for Hunt County. Mm. And and we had people talk to us from local law enforcement, from county law enforcement, from state law enforcement, talking to us about human trafficking. And it is amongst us. It's happening right here in Hunt County, in Greenville, and in Commerce, and in Dallas especially as well. But the numbers are staggering of people that are kidnapped, and not only just children. The children are the most susceptible, and they train these people on how to lure children into their vehicles, and when they're snatched, the chance of them getting recovered are 1 in 5.
Mm.
And it's horrible. It's horrible what they've gone through. It's horrible and the immigrants that are coming across the border as well are being human trafficked, and it's like drugs. If there's a appetite for it somewhere,
yep.
That's what has to be addressed as well. But I think that if the Chamber of Commerce, what we do is for business, but it's also for the human part, and you know as well as I do that we do a lot of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can hear some of these things that these people have gone through, and you don't do anything about it, shame on you. And I don't want to make any other entity mad at us for latching on, because I said years ago when I took this job that I wasn't going to be a member of the Lions Club or the Rotary or the Kiwanis or whatever.
Awesome.
because how do you do
right,
your
do
job
them all.
Well, how do you do your job and do those too?
Yeah.
You know,
all right, so a couple of minutes we've got left, and we're still a couple of months out from the Bodark Bash, but plans are coming together. And
absolutely. It looks at our T-shirts, as a matter of fact, look like Top Gun. It said, I have the need for Bash, since we didn't have Bash last year.
Right.
And we've got people that are just itching to come to the Bash and want to people that we've never – that have always come, but they've never had a booth. And people wanting to open booths and wanting to and I would encourage anybody who has a service organization to come and get a booth this year, because you know everybody's been off for a year or a year and a half or 2 years or whatever they've been off, and people forget. I forget about what, and mm-hmm. if you have some literature you want to get out there, please come.
Mm-hmm.
Be part of the Bash this year. It's going to be huge. It really is going to be huge, and we think that We've got a really good theme. We've already got the music set up for both days. We're having a golf tournament the week before on the 17th, and this is going to be on the 24th and 25th. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned Brad Davis and the Heroes earlier when we talked about the 4th of July. They're going to be here, and they're opening for our Creedence Clear. No, it's not. It's an Eagles.
Oh.
We're having an Eagles cover band.
Tribute group. Great.
And then Twisted Whiskey's going to be here. The Nevermind's going to be here. The Blandells are going to be here. Yep. You know, the Dixie, Russell Armstrong and his Dixieland band. It's going to be huge. And the parade, we've already got people signing up for the parade. The parade is going to be huge. If you feel a need or you want to bring an old car, bring a new car, bring a motorcycle, well, bring a horse, I don't care what you bring. And we're going to do the same parade we did last year going by the nursing, by Oak Manor and by Drons. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a 3.5-mile parade. It's going to be so much fun this year. So I want everybody, you know, I'm not really excited about this.
I kind of give that away. Yeah, Paul Good is September 24th and 25th, Friday and Saturday. September 24th and 25th. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
John Mark, thank you so much.
All right, Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.